We learned last week in a bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. When we say Hashem, we know that the Loik Sheni Nechtav Ani Nikra, the Nechtav Ani Biyod Kei, Hashem Havaya, and we read Hashem's name, Ba'adnos, and we explained in the Briskerov that the Kriya of the Hashem Havaya is Adnos. The way to read Havaya in this world is Adnos. And we explained that Havaya indicates chesed, the midah chesed of Hashem, and adnas based on the marsha and kiddushin indicates the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas hadin. And the kri, which represents the what's apparent to us, what's begolui, we see din in this world, but we understand that the pnimius of it, really everything, really the pnimius, the inner essence of everything, kol ma'adav rachmanu latav, it is really the midas hachesed. So the ksiv, which represents the pnimius, the hidden part, is the havaya, is the chesed of Hashem. It's just read the way it comes out in this world. Sometimes we see the midah of din, but everything in pnimius really is chesed. And we said that, but the mere mentioning Hashem's name, the haskara of the Shem Hashem in itself, brings bracha down from Shemayim, like the pasuk says, "B'chol makom asher askir es shmi ovei elecho ve'erachticha." We said from the Gaon that that's pshat in the pasuk of Yiftach b'shem Hashem. The mere fact that I'm saying that we say the Shem Hashem, I have betachin that Hashem will bring Yeshua and bring us bracha. With the mere fact that we're saying the Shem Hashem, and the Ben Yoina says that's why we're when Shemayin Esrei we stand up straight. We're zaykif b'Hashem. We explain because that's what we're expressing our betachin and the fact that we're saying the Shem Hashem. But as this Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next word in a bracha, and that is Elokeinu. And tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to understand. We're going to learn what we're supposed to be mechaven, what we're supposed to think about, the kavana we're supposed to have when we say Elokeinu, and what we could take out of it, and try to understand it on our level. So, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Hey and Aruch Chaim, we mentioned last week, he talks about the kavana one is supposed to have when we say the Shem Havaya. And then he says, what about Elokeinu? So he says like this. U'bahaskiray Elokim, when we mention the Shem Elokim, or Elokeinu, in a bracha, yichavin, a person should be mechavin, shehu takif, bal hayecholes, u'bal hakoiches kulo. Takif, bal hayecholes, u'bal hakoiches kulo. So we're going to understand, we're going to go through each one what these mean. Takif, what does takif mean? So takif means that Hashem is strong. Takif, strong. In fact, the Torah over here says, Yichavin shu takif ve'ametz. And then he says, Ki kel loshen koyach ve'chozek. Elokim is the shirish of kel. Kel, he brings a pasuk with this, it means a strength, might be mighty, koyach ve'chozek. He brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, Ves elei ha'oretz lokach. He took the mighty ones of the land. So kel is to be mighty, to be strong. So that's takif, is a kavana that we're supposed to have. That Hashem is takif, Hashem is strong, Hashem is koyach. When we say the shame, that's the kavana of Elokim. Bal hayecholes, what's that? So on a simple level, we could understand because, lamashal, lahavdil, if you have, let's say, a mighty person, a strong person that has tremendous potential, he's so strong, he could do so much, but he's locked up in a prison. So he has no yechayla. So what does his kayach do? What is his kayach worth if he doesn't have the yechayla? If it can't come in bepayel, if it can't come lamaisa, then what is the kayach worth? So lahavdol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Hashem is takif. Hashem is strong. And Hashem is able to act upon his kayach. He's a bal yechayla. He's able. Yechayla means that he's able to act with his kayach. So that he's bekayach and bepayel, a bal kayach, that he's kayach, that he's takif, and bal yecholes. Okay. The question is, what is the next thing? Bal hakoiches kulam. What does that mean? What are we supposed to be thinking about? Bal hakoiches kulam. So, on a simple level, perhaps we could understand as follows, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Sarei Mala, Mazolos, also koyach, like we say in Shabbos, koyach u'gvura nosan bohem liyos moishlam b'kerif teval. Hashem gave them koyach. So they're also, one could maybe consider them also takif. And also yecholes. The Vilna Gaon in Mishle, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tes, he's talking about the Shem Elikim, and he says his words are like this. V'Shem Elikim Moira al Yecholto Yisbarach. It's Moira on Yecholos, like we said, Baal Yecholos. U'lechol mi shenoysin Yecholos nikra b'Shem Elikim Gamkein. He says, really, the Shem Elikim is a generic term. Anyone who has a Yecholos also could be called Elikim. V'lochein, therefore, hasare malo. The Sari Ma'ala, the Mazalis, Nikram Elikim, they're also called Elikim. K'may Shekosov, like it says in Tehillim, Ki kol Elohei ho'amim Elilim. They're called Elohei ho'amim. Why? Al shem ha'yecholis shenosin ha'kodesh baruch hu lahem. Because of the yecholis, the ability that they have. Hashem did give them a koach, an ability to bring down the Shefa into this world, right? So it could be, when we say that Hashem is Takif, and Bala Yecholis, when we say Hashem is Elikim, he's the Elikim, that he's Takif from Bali Chaylis. But one could think, okay, but there's other Elikim, that this, what is, right? There's other Elikim, because the Sari Mala also have, Hashem gave them a Kayach and a Yechaylis. So in that we say that Hashem is Bala Kayachis Kulam. All of those Kayachis, that Hashem gave them a Kayach, but Hashem is a Baal over them. Hashem is Baalim over those Kayachis. Their kayach, yes, Hashem gave them a kayach and yecholos, but Hashem is control over them, and we've explained in the past that Hashem has the ability to overpower them and even to manipulate their kayach, and has total control over them. Hashem was the one who gave them that kayach. So Hashem is the true Elikim, because he's talking about yecholos, and you think that there's other kayaches, ubala kayaches kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bailam over those kayaches and the other kayaches, the Sari Mal and the Bria. That could be perhaps an understanding on a simple level, bala kayaches kulam. And in fact, in the Shiurim that we in Adon Olam, we spoke out from the Apterov, the Oiv Yisrael. The Oiv Yisrael says that the first few stanzas of Adon Olam are a Moiser Maida. They're like a notification, a Gilei Das on the Kavanas Hashemus that we're going to say in davening throughout the day. And he says that the stanza of Beli Reishis, Beli Sachlis, Veloi Ha'oiz V'Hamisra. He says, he doesn't explain, but he says, is the Kavanas Hashem of Elikim. This, Balakoyches, Takav Balakoyches, Balakoyches Kulam. And we explain then that that's the two things. V'loi ha'oiz, Hashem has oiz. Oiz is strength. Hashem is a Takav for Balakoyches. He's able to act upon his strength. He is Takav Balakoyches. And V'hamisra, that's a lashon of to have dominion. Hashem has dominion over the other Koyches. That's in parallel to Balakoyches Kulam. So Hashem is oiz and misra, that he has srara, he has dominion over the other kaychis that he established. So that's takif ubala kaychis ubala kaychis kulam. But I'd like to share with the ilm tonight a deeper understanding in bala kaychis kulam from the Nefesh HaChaim. He takes it a step further. And this Nefesh HaChaim is the beginning of the Sefer Shar Aleph Perik Beis. And he's going on the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, that say that Hashem is right, the Bala Koyches Kulam. He says like this. I'm going to read his words, beautiful words. V'inyin ma shehu yizbarach nikra Bala Koyches. This idea that Hashem is called the Bala Koyches. Ki loike midas basar v'dam midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is different than midas basar v'dam. Why? Ki ha'adam, a person. Kishabayna binyin derech mashal me'etz. If you had, say, a person would to construct an edifice out of wood, right? Ein ha-boyne, the builder, he's not boyre umamtsi oz mikoycho eitz. He doesn't create from fresh the wood itself, right? Rak shalekech eitzim shekvar nivru. He takes pre-existent wood that was already created, umisadrim b'vinyan, and he sets it up, and he, you know, the way he structures it the way he wants. And then, once he constructs the building, he built it. His koyach is not there anymore. He walks away, right? But this building still stays intact. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch is not like that. Just like at the moment that Hashem created the worlds, all the worlds, Biram v'mtziyim hu yizbarach yesh me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them from nothing. Yesh me'ayin. Be'koychay ha'bilti tachlis. With limitless koyach. So too now. Kein meyaz. Now it's the same thing. Kol yoim v'chol rega mamish. Every day and literally every split second. Kol koyach mitziyusam. The whole existence, the strength of their existence, of everything. Toloi rak b'mashu yizbarach shemoy mashpia bohem b'rtsayna yizbarach kol rega. The existence of everything is only because Hashem is pumping chiyus, pumping existence into everything that exists. Koyach v'shifas or chodesh, a new koyach and a shefa every split second. V'ilu hoya hu yizbarach mesalik mem koyach hashba'ase af rega achas. And if Hashem were to take away his koyach hashba'ase even for one moment, kirega hayu kulam lefes v'tayu, they wouldn't exist. And he says that's what we say in davening. Hamachadesh betuvay b'chol yom tamid masav reishis, tamid mamish kol eiz v'rega. What's the raya? Ka'amur le'oisei oirim gedolim. He says it doesn't say asa that Hashem made it then in past tense. Oisei in present tense. Hashem is literally being machadesh b'chol yom tamid. Says the Nefesh HaChaim. V'zehu shenigra hu yisbarach shmoi hu alikim. This is the idea of alikim. Bal hakoyches kulam. What does that mean? Shekol koyach, every single koyach in the bria, hanimtza b'chol elamas, that you could find in all the worlds, hakol, all of them, hu yisbarach shemoy habal koyach shalem. Hashem is the bal koyach. Shemashpia behem hakoyach ugvura kol rega. That Hashem is being mashpia, koyach, and gvura into them every single second. And therefore, utluyim biyadei tomid. And it's in his hands. L'shanoisam, ulisadram, kirtsayna yizbarach, the way he wants it, to change them, to manipulate. But any koyach in the world that exists, Hashem is the bal koyach. The koyach is coming from Hashem. The koyach and gvura that exists is coming from Hashem. So according to the Nefesh HaChaim, this that we say Hashem is a bal koyach is not just the sari mala. Any koyach, any strength, anything that exists in the world, Hashem is the bialm of that koyach, because the koyach comes from Hashem. So it's a whole new level. And this could be that bal koyachas kulam is bringing out the degree of what it means that Hashem is a takif. Hashem is a takif, like the Torah says, that kel is a lashon of koyach, of takif, oh, he's strength, mighty. Hashem is not just that Hashem is strong, but all the strength, all the koyach that exists is all His. It's all coming from Him. It all comes from Him. In fact, we say in davening in Shemayna Esrei in the second bracha, Micha Moicha Bal Gevurois Umidai Melach. And the Avnei Eliyahu in the Siddur Hagra says like this: what does it mean Bal Gevurois? Avol Micha Moicha Bal Gevurois. Kol ha-gvurois bo'im mimenu. Hashem is the Baal. He's the owner of all gvurois. Baal gvurois. All, because all the gvurois is His. That he was mechadesh, that He's giving it every moment. Any koyach that exists is all from Hashem. So Hashem is the Baal gvurois. So this is the idea that Hashem is Baal koyaches kulam. The truth is that till now we explained that a kavana that we have when we say Yalakenu is that Hashem is a takif, bala chaylas, bala chaylas kulam. But it would seem that there's another kavana that we're supposed to be having. And that is like this. The Rashba, very interesting, beautiful, Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba is a tshuva in Chelek Hei, Simon Nun Hei. He was asked to explain Krishma, the different ideas of Krishma. It's a beautiful tshuva. It's good to look at. And he says over here like this. After we establish Shema Yisrael Hashem, that we accept that we understand Hashem's existence, then we have to be Maimin ki hu yizborach nimsa v'chi hu mashkiach al prote maaseinu. That Hashem is being mashkiach. He's watching, he's monitoring, he's watching over our actions. V'hu oimroi elekeinu. This is what we mean when we say elekeinu. And he brings psukim that elekeinu, elekim, is a lashon of manig, vidayin, a ruler, a judge, right? Elekim leisakal, elehim leisakal. Elehim is going on a bezdin. And he brings other psukim by Yosef, k'mayna saticha, elehim lefare. So we see from here that there's another idea that Elohim is a lashon of Mashkiach. And the truth is, this idea is really the idea behind, we know the Sfarim say that Elohim indicates the Midah of Din. Because the truth is that that's really the idea of Din. We've spoken in the past that the difference between Chesed and Din is that Chesed says that Hashem gives without looking, without being Mashkiach on the recipient. It's all about Hashem being Mashpiach from Hashem, total goodness. It's not dependent on the receiver, meaning Hashem is not looking. Hashem is not being Mashkiach. That's the Midah of Chesed. There's no Hashkocha. Din says that, okay, there might be Hashem I give, but it's dependent, it's Hashem is being Mashkiach and looking to see how worthy are we. So the Shem Elekim, which connotes Din, is because the Shem Elekim is the idea of Hashem as being a Mashkiach. Hashem is watching and monitoring how we act. And according to how we act, that's how Hashem is watching, and that's how Hashem will deal with us. And we spoke in the past, there's the Vilna Gaon in Yahal Or, in the beginning of Parashas Shelach, when he talks about the Shem Elekim, he says, Elekim hu al Shem hashkocha betachtoinim b'maseim. Elekim, it indicates the idea that Hashem is Mashkiach in the lower world based on their actions. Although Hashem is being Mashpiach, but it's according to the way we our actions, b'din. And Boiker is a man of Chesed, b'loi hibet al Masayim. Hashem is not looking at our actions. That's the idea that Elikim is the midah of Din, because the idea of Elikim is that Hashem is Mashkiach, Hashem is watching over us. The truth is, it's much more than this. The Rashbam himself says that mitzdarf lezeh, this connected to this idea that Hashem is Mashkiach, when we say Elokeinu, that Hashem is our God. Elokeinu is Hashem, is nu, is our. What does that mean? He says like this. Shehu manigenu, Hashem is our manig. V'loy koicha, v'loy mazel, v'loy sar, misare mala. We don't have a mazel. We don't have a sar in Shemaim. That's managos. Rak hu yizbarach, Hashem directly is managos. V'shehu hevdilonu l'shmoy, and Hashem separated us for His name. V'lokchonu l'chelkai, Hashem took us for His chelek. Ka'amr, like it says, b'hanchel elyon goyim, right? Ki chelek Hashem amoy. The nation of Hashem is His portion, is His chelek. We are Hashem's chelek. V'shehu yizbarach, okay, that's what he says. So this idea that Elokeinu is not just that Hashem is Mashkiach, but Hashem is specifically Mashkiach over us, and we have a special Hashkacha, without any intermediaries, so to say. Hashem is our, we're Hashem's Chelek. And the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Devarim and Adaras Elio, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, he says like this, he's also talking there about the Shem Elokim, and he says like this, Elokim, who moira al hashkachosli al b'yosef. Elokim is moira on this idea that Hashem is Mashkiach. He says like this, uba hashkacha yeshnei inyonim. There's two types of hashkacha. One is hashkacha klolus and hashkacha pratis. Hashkacha klolus, tahaynu al kol b'yosef, al kol oilim b'chlolus. Hashkacha klolus is Hashem is Mashkiach over the whole world, b'hashkacha klolus. Hashkacha pratis, shemashgiach al yisrael levad. Hashkacha Pratis is to Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah will explain this a little bit more soon. And he says, Olechein Oimer B'chol Bracha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shehu Mashkiach Aleinu B'Pratis. When we say a Bracha, says the Vilna Gaon, when we say Elokeinu, the idea is that Hashem is Mashkiach on us, Elokeinu, Hashkacha Pratis. We have a special Hashkacha, Hashem is watching over us in a special way. Hashem is watching our actions in a special way. So that's Elokeinu. Now, just to understand this a little bit, that it's a little interesting because the Mechaber, we said from the Shulchan Aruch, says that when a person says the Shem Elokim in a bracha, Yishu Mechaven, that Hashem is a takif, a bali chaylis, a bali chaylis kulam. It doesn't mention this idea that like the Vilna Gaon is saying in the Rashba, that Hashem is Mashkiach Aleinu Bashkacha Pratis. So what? I'm supposed to have both kavanos, but what exactly? What exactly is going on over here? What are these two things? So go up to the Pshat is Pasha like this. We alluded to this last week, that there's two, the Mechaber is Mashman, the Torah is more explicit, that there's two dinim in a bracha. One din is to be mechaven to the translation of the words. The mechaber starts off, yechaven bebrachos pirush amilas. When we make a bracha, we're supposed to be mechav, we shouldn't just say it without thinking what we're saying. We should know what we're saying. That's very simple level. Pirush amilas. Pirush amilas, translation of the words. And then there's another din. Kishayaskir Hashem, there's a special din of kavonas hashemois. Shemois have a specific kavona that we're supposed to have. There's a special kavona that each shem has, and that's a separate halacha. And that's what the Torah speaks it out like that. He says, you're supposed to have kavona of the translation of the words. And also, ubehaskiri Hashem, yichavin, right? So these two things is really, that's what's going on over here. The pirush hamilas, what is the translation of the word Elokeinu? Elokeinu, that Hashem is mashkiach aleinu bashkacha pratis. That's the translation of the words. The translation of the words, and we're supposed to have that kavana, that Hashem is mashkiach aleinu bashkacha pratis. That's what the word, that's the translation, the pirush hamilas of Elokeinu. But then there's another element, and that is something called kavanas hashemis. And that's where the Mechaber comes along and says, ubaskirei Elokim. When we say Elokeinu, what's the shame that we're saying then? The shame Elokim. You want to know what's the Kavanas Hashem? What's the prescribed Kavana of Kavanas Hashem? Says the Mechaber, Shu takif ubalei chayles ubalei chayches kulam. And like the Torah says, because kel is a lashon of strength, chayzik. So this that, in fact, I saw just tonight, that Sefer Eilas Talmud says that the person's supposed to Mechaven, that Hashem, when he says Elokeinu, that Hashem is takif ubalei chayles ubalei chayches kulam, umashkiach aleinu bashkacha pratis. But in some siddurim, you look, they bring it down like that. The pshat is that there's two things going on in here. We're supposed to be mechavin what we're saying, that Hashem is elikenu, that's that Hashem is mashkiach aleinu bashkacha pratis. He has hashkacha pratis over us. And another thing is that we're saying, when we say elikenu, we're saying the shem elikim. So that's a special halacha, says the mechaber, that Hashem, the kavonah of that is, yichavin shutakav ubalei chayles ubalei chayches kulam. So that's just to understand what these two things are going on in here. Oh, we're just going to try to bring out a little bit this idea that we're saying that Elokeinu means that Hashem is mashkiach on us bashkacha pratis. What does this mean? If Hashem provides for the world and he's looking on the actions, what does it mean that we have hashkacha pratis? What is exactly the nafkamina so that Hashem has, we have more hashkacha? What does this mean? That we don't have a mazel, we intermediate? What is the nafkamina? So could be we could bring it out with a Gemara in Ksuvis, Samach Vav Amabez, a sad Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There's a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyroichav al Chamor, Vahaya Yoitzim Yerushalayim. He was leaving Yerushalayim, he was riding on a donkey, Vahaya Talmidim Alchan Achav, his Talmidim were following him. Ra Riva Achas, they saw a girl, a maiden, Shohisa Melaketa Sa'irim Ibein Glolei Behemtim Shalarvayim. Terrible, she was so poor that she was gathering from the grains of barley, from the excrement of the donkeys of the Arabs. And when she saw him, she went over, she said, Rebbe, Parnaseini, give me Parnasa, feed me. And he says, who are you? Basmiat. She said, I'm the daughter of Nachdiman Ben-Gurion, the famous wealthy person, Nachdiman Ben-Gurion. And the story goes on, and she says, Rebbe, do you remember when you signed on my ksuba? And he turned to his Talmidim, he says, I remember I signed on her ksuba. And her father wrote for her a million dinars of, besides what her father was giving her. It was unbelievable, and it's all lost. Look where she's home. And the Gemara ends off and says, at that point, Bacha Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai started to cry. And what did he say? Ashreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy, how lucky you are, Klal Yisrael. Bizman Sha'isim Ritzai Neshal Makayim. At a time that you do the will of Hashem, Ain kol uma v'loshen she'latis b'hem. There's no nation that could affect us. There's no nation that could hurt us. U'bizman she'ein oitzim ritzayin shel makayim. But when we're not doing the ratzon shel makayim, moisrin biyad uma shvela. We could even be put into the hands of a low nation. V'loy biyad uma shvela. Not only the hands of a low nation, Elo biyad behemton shaluma shvela, in the hands of the animals, right? She was collecting from the animal, the excrement of the animals, of the donkeys. Even that, we could fall so low. What's the obvious question in this Gemara? We understand, Ashreichem Yisrael, lucky, praiseworthy, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, that when you do the Ratzon Yishal Makom, that no one could touch us. Ashreichem Yisrael also on this, that when we don't do the Ratzon Yishal Makom, we fall so low. So the Marsha says, unbelievable. Marsha on this Gemara, Omar Ashreichem al Shnei Hatzdodim. Yes, indeed, the Ashreichem, we're fortunate, is going on both sides of the coin, on the both extremes. Ki be'emes, because in truth, Shnei ha'hofchiyos heim l'maylis Yisrael. Both of these extremes are, they express and they bring out the maila of Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki kol uma v'uma, every nation, yesh lo sar u'mazel b'shamayim. Every uma has a sar and mazel that's manning them. Hashem is above them, above that mazel, but every uma has a mazel that's manning them. Masha'ein ken Yisrael, we don't have a manning, the sari mazel, we don't have. Right? She'ein lem shum mazel, we don't have a mazel. So who do we have in the hands of? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval heim chelek Hashem, we're the portion of Hashem. Ki Yaakov chevel nachlasei. Val came, therefore. Kishoisin ritzainai, when we do the Ratzon Hashem, heim lemailam mikol umois v'sareim, we're above all the umois, all the sari mazel. Like Hashem told Avram Avinu, habet na shemaimo. Shehoitzei, right? Chazal say, Shehoitzei is Avram lemailo mikol tzva shemaim. Hashem took Avram Avinu above all the stars, all the tzva shemaim, all the sari mala. Avol kashay noisin ritzai nishel makayim. What happens when we're not doing ritzai nishel makayim? It's what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesalik shchinasai mehem. Hashem takes away shchina. Then what? Then what happens is, Vareim shveilim v'nivzim, we fall so low. Why? Mikol umos, from all the other nations, we fall lower than them, because they have sheyesh lahem saru mazel. Because they have a bag, they have someone right being manig them, but we don't have a manig in Shemai. Wait, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem steps, Hashem takes away the Shechina, we don't do the Ritzayin Shemalakim. Hashem steps away, then we fall so low. So this, that when we do the Ritzayin Shemalakim, no one could affect us, brings out the mile of Klal Yisrael, that we're Hashem's people. And when we fall so low, when we're not doing the Ritzayin Shemalakim, that also brings out the message that we don't have anyone else. We're Hashem's people, and if we don't have Hashem's Shechina, we don't, right? Then we fall so low. So both sides of the coin, both extremes, bring out the idea that we're Chelek Hashem Amai, that we're Hashem's people. And this is the idea of Hashkacha Pratis. The idea of Hashkacha Pratis is that we don't have Hashem. This is an afgemina. Because the other umais, seems like from the Marsha, the other umais, if they're, let's say, don't exactly, you know, do everything they should be doing, but the bottom line is they have a sar that's bringing down Shefa. They have, to some extent, they have a manig. Right, if they're not perfect, but they have something coming to them. They have the manning and shemaim sending down shefa to them. But we don't have that. So by us, the hashkocha is pratis. Hashem is watching us because it's direct. Everything we do is all Hashem watching us, and how we act is the way Hashem deals with us. And that's really what we learned this past week. Parshas Bechukosai brings home this whole idea. And Bechukosai teilechu, unbelievable brachos, no problem. But then it could be so terrible. The two extremes, like the Marshal says, the two extremes is all one side. It's all two sides of a coin that we're all chelik Hashem Amai. And this is the idea of Ashkacha Pratis. To that, this is what, you know, the Gedolim, they worked on. I remember hearing from my Rashiva. He was talking about Ashkacha Pratis, how by the Gedolim they lived with. With Hashkacha, Hashem was monitoring them. They were totally being watched every second. Pratis, them, I'm being watched. And I remember once my Rashiva explaining that by Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zech Tzadav Kodesh L'Racha, in his house, if like you're sitting at the table and like someone said something, maybe like, you know, like something not perfect, like Avak Lashon Hara or something, he like held onto the table. He was like waiting for like something to fall out of the cupper and crack. Like it was like the Hashkacha Pratis was so real that everything was Hashem was totally overseeing and watching us. And this is the idea of Eleikeinu. When we say Eleikeinu, the first is that Hashem is the Kavonas Hashem, is that Hashem is Takif, Hashem is the only, all the Hashem is Takif, Ubala Kailas, Ubala Kailas Kulam, that Hashem is governs everything in the world, and all the Kailas, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, come from Him. And He is totally the Bailam over all the Kailas in the Bria. And another, the Kavana of the words of Eleikeinu is that Hashem is Mashkiach Aleinu. Hashem is watching us, Hashem is with us, And that's the kavanas of Elokeinu. Yashar koach.